You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Ronan Wordsworth of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I heartily recommend because you get to greet Ronan's observations of Africa, the continent which is extremely hard to generalize. So I'm not trying. I'm starting in Kenya, long time a gem in British colonial possessions, but now the king and queen making a tour of Kenya as the first stop in the Commonwealth. And part of this is better relations with the United Kingdom and Kenya. And I note in your reporting that Kenya has signed a strategic partnership in 2020 that is following through, that Kenya has a foreign policy that's quite distinct from its neighborhood. How so, Ronan?
Yes, thanks, John. If you look at a lot of the African countries, they've been reluctant to condemn Russia, for instance, on the war there, whereas Ruto himself has been the most vocal leader from the African continent speaking out against Russia. He's basically said that the cancellation of the Ukraine deal was a betrayal to the African people. He was the first one to condemn the war as illegal invasion from the African continent. So in that sense, he's already taking some sides of the West. And then secondarily, if we say we've talked previously about some of the Francophone Africa having lots of problems with this anti-French sentiment, anti-colonial sentiment, which has been latched onto by the Russians. And Kenya doesn't really have that. They still have a good relationship with the British. They still have a good relationship with Europe in general. And because of that, and the United States as well. And as you said, the Strategic Trade and Investment Partnership was first drafted a few years ago. It's still going through developments into the final stages of that now with the Kenyan government and the U.S. Congress. But that is part of the dividends that comes from their continued support for the Western agenda and things like this. And so the other side of that as well is that the EU have also been looking to invest in East Africa, in the region, and have signed a partnership agreement with Kenya to allow Kenyan imports into the single market under a specific banner of goods, but giving them basically direct access into the European market to facilitate further trade and investment in Kenya from European continent as well.
Now, here's a detail in Ronan's reporting that I had missed entirely. In reporting about Haiti and the profound troubles in that country, overrun by gang lords and routine violence, I saw that there had been some arrangement with, I think, the UN, but it might have been the OAS, that Kenya was going to send a contingent of military presence to police at least the capital, Port-au-Prince. And I thought to myself at the time, why Kenya? What's happened? Well, it turns out it can be explained. Why are they doing this, Ronan?
Yeah, so this fits into the larger agenda of Ruto to be a good ally to the West. And the United States have put up this, because it's on their southern border, they perceive all this instability within Haiti as a threat to the United States. And they've asked for international partners to come and help with the problem there and have offered some money for that as well. And Kenya was the only one that has actually responded to that request and basically is now committing to sending troops, although it's currently going through domestic issues with the courts, but it most likely will happen by the end of the year, I'm told, that there'll be a deployment of 1,000 Kenyan troops to Port-au-Prince. And this is another pillar of their closening ties to the Americans since the presidency of William Ruto started. And I mean, the Kenyan troops themselves are very well, these are military police and everything, but they're, as we talked about before, that they're used to dealing with Al-Shabaab, and they've been deployed around the continent, especially in Somalia, multiple times. So the Kenyan troops themselves have good discipline, are well trained, and that's part of the reason why they're able to be deployed on a dangerous mission like this to Haiti as well.
Detail here. Ruto, you write that he's very well thought of. Is that how to read this? By academics, by everyone? Does he have a good public relations?
Yes, absolutely. So I would say, except for some of the domestic people, the domestic population may have had some problems with his lack of what they perceived as addressing domestic issues. But between academics and between diplomats that I spoke to, everybody spoke very, very highly of Ruto. And I think the path that he's walking will pay long-term dividends for Kenya in the fact that he is bringing in this investment, which will eventually help to alleviate some of these debt constraints and then allow him to fulfill the domestic agenda that he's promised, which maybe is being judged on at the moment locally, but in time I believe that he will be able to address with the if he continues on the path that he is at the moment.
President William Ruto and his wife Rachel, the First Lady. Ronan Wordsworth reporting for Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Mash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.